Nancy Riley was the 2007 president of the Florida Association of Realtors and currently works with Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate in Pinellas County. She's also a Republican state committee woman and served on the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission in Tallahassee earlier this year. In the Tampa Bay area, only Republican Adam Putnam voted for the bailout legislation yesterday in Capitol Hill that failed. WMNF asked Nancy Riley, who supports the bill, if that disappointed her.
The people did not realize that it affected them. They thought it was Wall Street. And when they realized, and I've just had some people tell me recently that their line of credit on their home was reduced, or their line of credit on their credit card has been brought back to a smaller amount. Now, I'm sure when people are checking their 401ks, because the news has made them aware that this will affect also their retirement, they're looking at that and they're realizing, hey, yeah, this is affecting me also. So I think it's probably a matter of, like everything else, education and letting the public know that this is not just a Wall Street problem.
Housing prices in the top 20 U.S. cities declined in July at the fastest pace on record, signaling the worst housing recession in a generation has yet to reach the bottom. You're involved, Nancy Riley, in real estate here in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, let's face it, in Florida, we're going to come out of this faster than anyone else. But we're going to come out of it for a lot of reasons. First of all, international buyers. Florida is a destination for international buyers. It's the difference between the dollar and the euro or the pound and the dollar. It's right now, it's a great time for them to buy, and there's a lot of available property there. The second is the boomers. People aren't realizing that the baby boomers have not yet retired. They hit 60. They started hitting 62 years ago. They'll be hitting 65 in a few years. They still want to come to Florida. Regardless of what you read in the Wall Street Journal about more people moving out of Florida than moving in, that's not true. That was based on one moving company having a bad business model and not being able to get people to hire them to move into Florida. So people do want to move to Florida. We're going to recover sooner than the rest of the country. And we're already starting to see the available product on the market go down. So people are buying, but they're buying at a really low price compared to what it was a few years ago.
With all of these foreclosures in the market, when they talk about, there was a housing bill that did pass a few months ago, and there's been different parts of this, the big, you know, Wall Street legislation put in this bill and taken out. As somebody who sells real estate here, is there anything that you would like to see that you think could really help out in terms of the housing market?
Well, it's a little bit complicated, some of the things that I'm interested in, because people can pay their principal and interest, but because in the state taxes and insurance have gone up so rapidly, their monthly payments went up. And these taxes and insurance are paid in advance, so they're not really delinquent because the taxes and insurance aren't due till the end. But yet some people are losing their home because of that. And so I'd like to see some kind of help or the escrows put in a different pool so that maybe when people go to make their mortgage payments and they make their principal and interest, it wouldn't be set back to them to make them delinquent.